Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your host, Harvey Hook. In this podcast, I want to talk about pretty much just why a lot of relationships fuck up, you know? And this is going to be a little bit confronting, this is going to be a little bit of an issue, but let's get some truth bombs going. Basically, the number one reason why relationships end is because we got into the wrong relationship in the first place. It's because maybe we picked the wrong partner, or maybe we engaged with the wrong people, or maybe we weren't really specific about what we needed in general. Now, there's one thing, or there's multiple things that you really truly need to protect when it comes to your life, and that's your confidence and your energy. These two things are so important that if you don't protect them, it's going to affect the rest of your life. Now, this is why some people like to get in relationships, because it makes them feel good, it makes them feel confident. And truth be told, that's not why we get into relationships. It is your responsibility as a human, as a person, as whatever you are, to protect your confidence. Similarly, it is not their responsibility to do that, be that for you. Now, the reason is, why I say this, is because honestly, like, why do people get in relationships in the first place? We get into relationships because, honestly, you know, there's the universal law of relationships, which I say constantly. We get into relationships because of how they make us feel. But also, we get into relationships to share our happiness. We don't get into relationships just to make us feel happy, or to make someone else feel happy, or for an antidepressant, you know, or to have some excitement in our life. Sure, they're gonna be all of those things, but we have to strip away all of those things that we expect that person to do for us. Because if we expect them to be our end all and be our be all and end all, then when they're not, we're going to suffer. And I don't know if you're like that, but I'm sure you know someone who's like that. So, look at this. We really want to protect our confidence, right? This is, if we were going to put a label on it, I like this as being the inner love, you know? In the last podcast, we talked about vibes, and if you haven't listened to that podcast, that's a podcast you really need to listen to, because it's so important to understanding the nature of attraction and just the energy and the things that you put out in the world. Now, in that podcast, I talked about vibes as being, you know, parts of our personality. They're the things that we put out. It's like our personality is a deck of cards, right? But I want to throw this out there, that also our vibes is just a short word for, guess what it means? Vibrations. And look, some people are a bit turned off when we go a little bit spiritual, but I want to look at vibrations as energy, your physical energy as a person, you know? What I find is some of the time, some people, when they're entering the dating world, or from things that people have told them, look, what they do is they try and be something that they're not, right? And even the dating advice that I give, I don't give things that tell people to things that they do stuff that they're not. I give them principles, I give them ideas, but I never want to work with someone who is like, change me for who I am. Because honestly, I'm just like, I don't want to. So look at this. If you're someone who needs your time organized, be someone who needs your time organized. If someone doesn't want to have their organized time, then you trying to be someone who doesn't have organized time, that's going to kill your confidence. Because you're communicating to yourself, you're communicating to your subconscious that, you know, maybe your way isn't the best way, that maybe you got to try someone else's ways. And this is what I find happens. This is, if you ever listen to the first podcast in this whole amazing podcast series, and if you haven't, get your sexy, sweet ass listening to that podcast. But honestly, it's all about raw, honest expression. It's about finding out who you are as a person and really, truly expressing that. Because only from that point do you get the ability to have what I call bespoke language. It's the ability to tailor your language for individual people. It's your ability to read people. Because guess what happens when you truly express yourself? You get feedback. You get feedback from the world. You get feedback. You understand people for what they are. For example, one major issue I find, and if I'm going to give you some value right now, get this in your head, but look, I find a lot of women, right? This is nuanced, but this is a very particular situation I see often repeated, that a lot of women are like, oh, look, you know, maybe I'm such a guy on Tinder or real life, and I get to know him, and things go really well, but then we just never organize a date. And look, I look at their text messages, right? Because, you know, I've single-handedly turned around arguments and relationships just by grabbing someone's phone and just texting instead of them, you know, or set up dates. I remember this story, just as a random story, that there was, you know, back when I was a young warthog, and I was learning, you know, the ins and outs of the dating world, right? And I would help my friends, and it was really funny because they'd be like, "I really like this girl, I really want her to come over," and I'd be like, "All right, cool, you know, just send her this," and they would, and then the girl would come over, and it would be like, the guy would not know what to do because he just didn't know how to get there. And so I try and avoid those situations where I put people in situations where they don't necessarily want to avoid, like they don't know what to do. But look at this, right? So if you're not truly expressing your energy, you're not going to get the date, right? You're not going to necessarily be really attractive. But look, the key here is, honestly, when we look at it, why did, like, guys fizzle out, right? Why did dates fizzle out? Most of the time, it's because you didn't bloody fucking set a date. You didn't actually set a time. So therefore, it's not real. That's a strange thought. So let's look at this, right? So you might be texting like, "Hey, I might be free after Wednesday," or things like that. What you want to do is actually go for the date there. So you might actually say, "Hey, I'm free Wednesday, 7 p.m. Yes, no." You know, you could say it like that very clearly. Basically, one thing I have to let you know is that, for example, when I'm coaching guys, my aim is to help them, because I'm let's get some gender roles out of this, right? Let's get really specific. So it's like, in the past, I have coached heterosexual men who are more in their masculine, who are interested in heterosexual women who are more in their feminine. And when I do this, in order for a guy like that to connect with a woman, he has to connect with his own feminine. But similarly, inversely, when I coach, and this is a general thing, because I actually have coached, you know, as well, both men and women, both heterosexual and not, you know, all the colors of the rainbow. But when I coach heterosexual women who are in their feminine looking for a heterosexual man who is in their masculine, right? What I find is it's actually really important for the woman to connect with her masculine side, not to be super masculine, because both you, you and your partner, you're both masculine and you're feminine at all times, right? But when you're together, you actually trust the energy to be with the other person, right? But it doesn't hurt to understand that energy. So if you're worried that you're going to be too masculine to set a date, you know, set a this time and this time and this time, right? Then you're never going to have it, because this is what I see. People give up because they just never set dates. They never actually set a date for the date. But look, what I honestly love is, like, people trying new things and exploring stuff. And, you know, I have this even with my clients where I get them to do this kind of stuff, right? And they do, and they learn, and they get the results, and, like, all of a sudden, they're going on a million dates. And then they realize that, here's the truth, right? Because then they realize that they don't necessarily want to attract everyone. They just want to attract someone special, right? And maybe I don't know where you are along the path, but, you know, that's what happens from the experimental phase. When you go on a lot of dates and things like that, you tend to just, like, oh, you get to know people, and you get to know what you like and what you don't like. But then after that, you might get into a relationship. And then what I find is sometimes we get into relationships for the wrong reasons. We get into relationships because we want a problem in our life solved, you know, we want to be protected, but we want to feel protected. You know, the universal law of relationships is that we get into relationships because of how they make us feel. Everything is about feelings. It's how you want to feel. You know, do you want to feel loved? You don't want to feel loved. And when we don't get out that feeling, guess what? That's when relationships go south, because we want it to be something that it's not, and we struggle, right? And then the partner doesn't know what to do because it was never his responsibility to make you happy. It was his responsibility to enhance it. Just like it was your responsibility to enhance his happiness by sharing it. Just like when you share some cake with someone, you can both enjoy it together. That's what relationships are for. That's why we get into them. We don't get in it because it's like, oh, that's what we need, or that's what we loved, or, you know, that's things. And some people get triggered, attraction triggers, another podcast, by the way, listen to that shit. Some people get triggered by attraction things very unconsciously, you know, and it's a thing. We're like, ooh, this is nice. Ooh, I am attracted to this. And boing, you know, Mr. Happy with guys tend to go stanza, strong salute. But it's like, look, when we go down this path, one of the biggest things I see is people who are never happy in a relationship because they were never happy before the relationship. You know, I was listening to an Eckhart Tolle talk this morning, as I do, and there was something he said, and I don't know if he was quoting someone else, but I'm just going to say it, where he says, I'll do my best impression of Eckhart Tolle. He says, they say there's two kinds of happiness. I cannot fucking do his accent, but it's like there's two kinds of happiness. It's not two kinds of happiness, sorry. It's we feel heartache when there's two reasons. The first reason is we don't get what we want, and the second reason is we get what we want. To me, this is what I call the Jackie Chan story. Fun fact about Jackie Chan, somewhere in America, he has a hidden house. And so watch this little interview of him where he has this hidden house, right? And he gives an interview and he shows house, and he collects these Chinese tea sets, you know? He has a very big collection of Chinese tea sets, only to discover he doesn't fucking like Chinese tea sets. I don't know if you've ever had a situation like that. I have. I've had a situation where I've collected things. I'm like, man, I love collecting it. Then I get the set and I'm like, is that all there is? Is that all there is? So what do? We chase drugs. We chase alcohol. We chase sex. We chase work. We chase money. We chase all of these things only to discover that when we get it all, we're probably not happy anyway. So that's when we search within. You know, and in our life, we probably do various stages of these searches. I don't know if you're like this, but I definitely do this. Where something big happens and I gotta go, instead of looking outside, I start looking inside. With my bloody Australian accent. But it's this beautiful thing that happens. Because when you start realizing that no one's there to solve your problems, it's like both men and women in their both masculine and feminine. It's interesting. Like, there's, I want to talk a little bit about the immature masculine and the immature feminine, the mature masculine and the mature feminine, because some people seem to like that idea. They want to learn more about it. So let's drop some things here, right? So look at this. Okay, let's do the whole talk. So masculine, feminine, they're both energies that people have. I'm not saying every man is masculine, not saying every woman is feminine, but we both have both energies. They play, they dance within us, you know? They're like energy one and energy A, you know? They're both separate universes, so to speak. Masculine energy is, it's the resolution. It's the action. It's the house. It's the decision. Feminine energy is the conversation. It's the feeling, it's the emotion, it's motion, it's the decorations within the house. If you want to look at the stars, you know, masculine energy are the planets. But no one ever realizes that feminine energy is space. In the same way everyone always focuses at the stars, no one ever looks at space, you know? And for feminine, for someone to truly be their feminine, in their feminine, they need space held for them. They need space held for them so they can truly grow and be the person that they fully are. For someone to truly be in their masculine, they almost need like a support team. You know, it's really interesting. They need some support teams to make them feel like really solidly good, you know, because they're like a fucking superhero, you know? If you ever make a man feel like he's more masculine, he's like, I like this girl. Yeah, she's a good girl. But look at this. There's the mature masculine, and then there's the mature feminine, and there's the immature masculine and the immature feminine. And the easiest way is to describe it as this. Someone who's in their someone who's in their immature feminine is going to be someone who loves emotions, loves learning, loves feeling, loves growth, loves everything. But as soon as they get something that they don't understand, then they freak out. They can't handle that. They max out. You know, the masculine, the immature masculine, someone who's, you know, who loves a challenge, loves stepping up, loves providing, loves doing all those stereotypical masculine things up to a point that they can handle. And if they don't, they step down. The mature feminine is someone who can love all emotions, both positive, negative, and experience them for what they are. The mature masculine is someone when a challenge comes, he steps up. The mature feminine is someone that realizes that that person who's more in their feminine can protect themselves. And the mature masculine is someone who realizes he can build himself up. It's all about the self. There's a simple phrase that I've been coaching people since I was like in high school. I didn't even realize it. But honestly, when I was in high school and my friends are going through issues, it was always trying to tell them 1 + 1 = 2. Not a half plus half equals one, you know, or whatever. People are looking for someone to complete them. But seriously, like, it's not about completing, it's about sharing. You know, if you can't, sure, you might not be able to live without someone because it makes more sense to have them in your life than not. You know, and that's a beautiful thing when that happens, right? But you got to add to the relationship. And what I find when people change in relationships is really funny because they believe that relationships should be a certain thing. It's like, well, I've settled now, I'm comfortable, I might as well stop putting in an effort. That's what people do. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting because they believe that things should be a certain way. Now, I'm going to drop a hint, by the way. Just a little hint. And this is something amazing that my clients start doing. And I notice this and I love it. But I don't teach you just how to have an amazing relationship. Or how to, you know, get him hooked, so to speak. I don't teach you how to get in touch with yourself, how to be more authentic. I don't just teach you, by the way. You know, there's the whole inner love, outer love. By the way, I have a webinar this Thursday, 12 p.m. Melbourne time. It's called The Love Shift. Make sure to send me an email at harvey@gethimhooked.com if you're interested, if you want to learn how to rewrite your love story. But, you know, it's like I actually just lost my train of thought about all these things. But look, if 1 + 1 = 2, there's also another situation where some people try and overcompensate for that other person. They make it 1.5 + 1/2. You know what? Like 1.5 + 1/2 = 2. And sure, that might work, but guess what? Relationships are collaborative. This is why a lot of people and I remembered my previous thought, by the way. This is why a lot of people who get in relationships and they overcompensate for the other person doesn't necessarily work. Because after a long time, they get exhausted. So back to my previous point, where I don't just teach people to do all these amazing things. I teach them how to teach other people as well. Because I'm creating a tribe. A tribe of incredible people. A tribe of just amazing, just influencers. Amazing lovers, amazing partners. Amazing people who understands the nuance, the dance of relationships. Because I'm trying to change the world and I can't do that unless I have a tribe. So if you watch and listen to this podcast the entire way through, you are officially part of my tribe, the Harvey Hook tribe. And let's do it. You can send me an email, harvey@gethimhooked.com. I do want to hear from you. Seriously, a lot of people are afraid to email me. If you have any questions, if you have any dating issues, email me. I am on your team. I am at your service. And it's hard for some people because it means, you know, you have to admit something. You know, I find a lot of people are afraid to admit that they have problems in life. But the people that do, that are vulnerable, they are the strongest ones. I wouldn't be here who I am today if I wasn't willing to admit things or admit that I could be wrong or, dare I say, admit that I could be right. So as always, I love you. You're incredible. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share this podcast with every single person that you know. And make sure, I don't know, give me a review on iTunes, by the way. Seriously, more reviews, the better. Make them hysterical. Like, make them really fucking hysterical. Like, this is the best podcast in the universe. Like, really over the top. Because I'm trying to get to number one on iTunes in the sexuality section. And if you don't know, there's a lady called Hannah Riley who's on the thing called the Triple J Hookup, which is a radio show. And I'm trying to get to number one. She's number one. And let's get her. But yeah, seriously, like, just on a really honest note, like, you know, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't with you guys, you know what I mean? Like, I really believe in the idea that together we're better. And even when it comes to relationships, like, you know, there's a reason why I do this. I've made every single mistake in the book. You know, I know what mistakes not to make. You know, and it's interesting because one of the best things I love is, I love that, when I teach people this and I coach people and I teach them how to teach people as well, pretty soon people learn that it's not about gender. It's not about gender stereotypes and things like that. It's not about that. Maybe it's about energy because energy is about the nature of attraction, you know, energy, vibrations, things like that, all that kind of mumbo jumbo. But look, at the end of the day, it's like we genderize people and we stereotype them and stuff like that. And it dehumanizes people. It dehumanizes them because it means that there's something that they're not. Also, one thing I want your feedback on, if you want to email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com, is the volume of this podcast. Because sometimes I fucking yell, sometimes I scream, and I have no idea. I've listened to it. I think it's okay. But I'm just curious if you guys like the volume. If I scream and yell, should I hold my head back? So if I'm like, hey, how you going? Or like, hey, how you going? Or like, hey, how you going? Or like, hey, how you going? You know, like holding my head at different places and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, let me know. If you're a technically minded person, let me know. And I'm also looking for someone who is a film producer who's willing to do some really fucking cool work. So email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com as well. And as always, stay classy, San Diego. That's the way the cookie crumbles. See ya. Bye.